Chapter 7. Who has mystical experiences and what triggers them? The study of the mystics, the keeping company, however humbly, with their minds, brings with it, as music or poetry does, but in a far greater degree, a strange exhilaration, as if we were brought near to some mighty source of being, were at last on the verge of the secret which all seek. The symbols displayed, the actual words employed, when we analyze them, are not enough to account for such effect. It is rather that these messages from the waking transcendental self of another stir our own deeper selves in their sleep. Pioneer American psychologist William James. Mysticism is among the most misused words in popular language. Over a century ago, American psychologist William James remarked that it had become an abusive epithet applied to any opinion which we regard as vague and vast and sentimental and without a base in either facts or logic. Worse, said British mysticism researcher Evelyn Underhill, mysticism had been claimed as an excuse for every kind of occultism, for dilute transcendentalism, vapid symbolism, religious or aesthetic sentimentality, and bad metaphysics. On the other hand, it has been freely employed as a term of contempt by those who have criticized these things. So, what is mysticism really? Fortunately, in the last century or so, a number of scholars who were not mystics themselves have set out to study it seriously. Mysticism as a way of knowing. One benefit of switching humanity to a correct perception of the world is the resulting joy of discovering the mental nature of the universe. We have no idea what this mental nature implies, but the great thing is, it is true. Physicist Richard Conn Henry. W.T. Stace, 1886-1967, a mid-20th century scholar of mysticism, wondered whether some of the misunderstanding stems from an imagined identity between mysti and mysticism. The word mysticism actually derives from a Greek word, muo, meaning conceal. Mist conceals because it limits vision. In that sense, there is nothing misty about mysticism. Serious mystics seek access to levels of consciousness that are concealed from everyday life, or perhaps not so much concealed as ignored.